Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. The stock market continues to baffle investors with a hard down rout a week or so back, only to be followed by some green in the days that followed the rout, with half the companies already reporting earnings, although some stocks cratered on their reports. A few of the big boys posted okay results. Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple surprised to the relative upside. These investor favorites provided some tailwind to the averages, and the indexes rallied late into the week. Jim Cramer, noted analyst and CNBC stock celebrity, didn't go so far as to call an all-out absolute bottom, but did say Friday, July 26th, now is the time to buy stocks. Jim is a smart guy to be sure, but seeing as no one can forecast markets at any time, take his suggestion with the proverbial grain of salt. Prudent investors would be best to nibble instead of gorge, as other noted analysts forecast stocks will retest the June lows. Bank of America on July 29th warned the current rally could be only a head fake. Known as a bear market rally, these brief pops can give way to further lows later on. Lord knows we have seen this movie before. We're hopeful investors get carpet slammed every time they buy into the enthusiasm of the latest stock rise. Meanwhile, Bitcoin turned off its recent mid-June lows of around $17,000 or so, touching into the $24,000 level where it about sits at this time of this newscast. Chartists, meanwhile, await Wave 5, Elliott Wave Theory Wave 5, as we call it, to occur. Wave 5 is a classic head fake rally, which gives way to the final deflation, which could eventually take Bitcoin down to about $3,000 to $8,000 level. Only time will tell if Bitcoin beats the historical charts and starts a new phase to higher highs, or mirrors previous mania crashes and causes more pain in the days and weeks to come. And the news is alight once again with calls of foul play, as public disclosures revealed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 135 millionaire husband, Paul Pelosi, recently negotiated about $5 million worth of the semiconductor stock called NVIDIA. Asked about her husband's decision to sell her shares given the timing of the House's vote on the chips bill, Pelosi's spokesman Drew Hamill told The Hill in a statement, quote, Mr. Pelosi bought options to buy stock in this company more than a year ago and exercised them on June 17, 2022. The big deal here is the Senate is voting on whether to give $50 billion or so in free money to the for-profit companies to bolster American chip independence. No one knows but Paul Pelosi whether he acted because of the proposed giveaway or just got lucky. But TheHill.com also said, quote, during a news conference earlier this month, Pelosi said her husband does not make sales or purchase stock based on the information she has. Makes you wonder. No matter where the truth lies, there's a push to eliminate such loopholes with new laws, but so far, certain members of both political aisles are fighting the move to present such restrictions. On the inflation front, last week's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which measures the change of prices in goods and services purchased by consumers, rose 6.8% in June as compared to the same period last year, according to the data released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. The reading gets close to setting an all-time high, so inflation is nowhere near backing off. There was talk about peak inflation, and that hit about late May, but recently statistics have all but killed that theory a few weeks back. With this latest reading in PCE, it's this analyst's opinion inflation is not going away anytime soon, with consumer credit card balances soaring along with rising defaults on loans of all types. American consumers may be running out of rope. With the Federal Reserve determined to rein in inflation by continuing to raise interest rates, this may even put more strain on consumer pocketbooks and therefore on the economy and the stock market in general. Watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast reflects my opinion only and does not necessarily represent the opinion of this station, its staff, members, or underwriters, and is not meant as investment advice. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics in 1979 with honors and hold California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. We'll be right back.